Well, tell me a little bit about yourself first before we even begin. Just how long you've been here, how long you've been in medicine, a little bit about your family, and I mean, are you're Pekin native?
No, so I was actually born and raised in Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
I've been practicing for 15 years. We moved to Central Illinois. It's been 3 years now. So I married to have two kids. They're both in high school. So as I mentioned, been practicing internal medicine for that time. I was in practice in Des Moines prior to coming to Pekin.
Got it. And we're here today to talk a little bit about the fact that you are one of many people that have come through COVID, have suffered through that and come through to, the other end of it, I guess. So if you can you talk just a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, so to kind of talk you through the story, so I practice primary care here. We've been seeing cases here in the United States really since January. And in Central Illinois, we started to see cases back in February. And then I was feeling well, seeing kind of normal cases here. And in June, I started to develop what felt to me like allergies. I had a little bit of stuffy nose and really didn't think much of it. Didn't have a fever. Didn't really feel all that sick. I had some meetings. Thankfully, the week that this happened, I wasn't seeing patients, but I had some meetings. And I said, well, it's a little funny because the antihistamines weren't helping. And so I had called employee health, which is part of our protocols, if we're not feeling 100% prior to coming to work. And they said, well, why don't we get tested? And I did that, and to my surprise, it came back positive. And so for the week after that, again, I didn't feel real bad, just a little bit of stuffiness, and then that was really it. And then I was sitting down to dinner with my family one Sunday, and felt okay, but within minutes, all of a sudden, I was in big trouble, and was very short of breath, and had to get down to the emergency room right away because I was really that bad. So it went from just minor stuffiness to really bad really quickly. So I was in the hospital for 4 to 5 days, kind of lose track of time. Got IV remdesivir, which is one of the medications used to help it, and improved with oxygen. It's been kind of a long course, so I'm still not 100% back to where I was, and that was 10 weeks ago now. I still get some minor shortness of breath. Obviously, I'm back at work and kind of doing typical things, but I still can't exercise. I don't have that energy level. I don't have that tolerance yet. When I was really bad, I couldn't even do any activities. It was difficult just to walk around the house. But now I go for walks, but I can't do my regular exercise.
So I know some people say this is much worse than any flu or anything else they've ever had. If you can just, can you just give a comparison of what's this like, or have you ever been through anything like this?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So I'm fairly healthy. I'm in my mid-40s. I don't really have much in the way of underlying health issues. I've had the flu before, so 3 or 4 years ago, the flu went through my family. I got the flu shot, but yet I still got the flu. That was 5 days of being uncomfortable. Like I said, this is 10 weeks, and I was hospitalized. I've never been hospitalized before. I was never been short of breath like that before. I've never required oxygen before, so it was significantly worse than the flu. And where it gets confusing is some people, they get this, they remain kind of minor, and some are asymptomatic. They don't have any symptoms. And just like that first week of me having it, if it would have stayed that way, and we were talking about it, I would have said, well, this was much easier than the flu that I had several years ago. But for me and for some people, it gets really bad, and it can happen really quickly, and it was way worse than the flu.
So if we could go back and talk a little bit about that evening where you had to go to the hospital. I mean, what was going through your head right then?
Well, it was scary. Just as anybody, I think, could imagine having a spell where you can't breathe. I was very worried. I had never You know, being in my 40s and relatively healthy, I never really worried about dying, but I was that, you know, at that time and until I got to the ER and calmed down. You know, the things that kind of went through my head, of course, was thinking about my family you know, I have been in medicine for 15 years and taking care of patients in critical condition before. And, you know, those patients started to go through my mind and, you know, I was worried about, people having, conversations with my family, like I've had to, have with, you know, with people that have died or passed away or critical.
So going through this, being both a physician and somebody who has survived COVID, that gives you kind of a unique perspective, so to speak, here. So what's this mean in terms of what you're telling other people, your patients, even friends and family about this virus?
Yeah, so, you know, I think the there were a number of lessons that I learned from it. And just, you know, kind of thinking personally, I think like a lot of people, when it was all coming out, you know, there was a lot of nervousness and fear. And I think, you know, it was in some ways well warranted. And we kind of went through, you know, this lockdown stage, you know, especially here in Illinois. And, you know, at first, you know, it was something that, you know, I think we all embraced easily. But as time went on, you know, that became more fatiguing, to do that. And it became harder to do that. And one of the things that I quickly had learned from this is that, you know, we should have that diligence like we all had in the beginning. And it's something that, you know, I think we need to all fight that pandemic fatigue and you know, do take it seriously because, you know, a lot of people do okay with it. It, you know, and it's easy to kind of look in the media and things like that and say, well, okay, it's not as bad, but, there's no telling of, you know, it could be anybody that had an experience like I did that got really sick. And so, you know, just to protect yourself and your family, you should, do what you can to steer clear and social distance and wear masks and those types of things.
Right, because those things have all been shown time and time again to significantly cut down the transmission rate of this, and that's one thing that makes it so virulent is that it is highly contagious, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, so the things that, you know, people can do to prevent is to socially distance in the 6 feet, to wear a mask, wash your hands frequently, keep yourself generally healthy, you know, as far as sleeping well, eating well, exercising, those kind of things. Those are the things that we can do. And the masks and social distancing are important to prevent the spread.
Got it. Is there anything else you want people to know or take away from your story that you think people should, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the main thing is you know, fighting that pandemic fatigue. There's, you know, just lots of information out there and it gets daunting. But that's the, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, we should take it very seriously, still be diligent about it. It's increasing our community right now. So back in June, I didn't see many people here in the clinic that had been diagnosed. You know, they were few and far between. Now I'm seeing it a lot. And so that, you know, the numbers, not only, you know, on you know, the charts and, the, you know, on the news are increasing, I'm personally seeing that increase in my patient panel. So it's you know, definitely around.
So it's real and it's here. And just because we've been doing this since March, it's important to keep serious about it.
That's exactly right.
Got it. All right. Well, that was all I had, unless there's anything else.
No, I appreciate you visiting with me. Thanks. Well, thanks again.
Yeah. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, I hope this helps.